talking to top Tasmanian jockey Kelvin Sanderson, the Iceman. And, well, Kelvin, on Sunday, Amy Hobart Cup Day, second race, and you had an unfortunate, tragic accident with your horse suffered a broken shoulder and fell. And take us through it, mate.
Well, Pete, I was actually out, probably was a 700-metre mark. I was out three wide, and I was sort of going back through the field, and I thought I'll just ride for luck. And I was went back to the rails, and I was following Craig Newitt, and he was following Craig, he was following Dunny. And I thought, I'm going to get a run through here. And the next thing, I heard a loud crack noise, and hit the dirt. The horse had broken his shoulder.
Yeah. And you you took a couple of tumbles, and actually the eventual winner actually clipped you on its hind quarters.
Yeah, you can actually see that on the film where its hind quarters got turned sideways. Yeah, it just clipped me and sort of give me a corking on my right thigh and sort of opened me up a little bit on both shins, actually.
Okay, now what's the prognosis?
I've been in and had x-rays on the knee, my femur, and my collarbone, because I previously hurt my collarbone. I've got two plates and 22 screws in there, so I just wanted to make sure everything is still stuck together.
Okay.
Everything's fine there. I've got to go in on Thursday and have an MRI on one knee, because it's pretty much twice the size of what it should be at the moment.
All right, mate. Well, you know, unfortunately, we lost the mayor, Cosmic Lady, and it's tragic for the connections and Barry Campbell, the trainer. And you've come through the ordeal a lot better than what we first thought.
Well, yeah, you know, it's always good to walk away. You know, I'm walking, I'm talking, so that's the main thing. Little injuries like this may want to take a little while to heal, but could have been a lot worse.
All right, Kelvin, look, we're all hoping to everything heals up quickly for you and heals up well, and we can hardly wait to see you back in the saddle. All the best.
Thanks very much, Clay.